Well, Zaginda's, pipe up if you catch that, Zaginda. I just wanted to put, I was curious, Danny, about, you know, the history of it, the backstory. Obviously, what I want to move on to now is the more immediately stuff in the more, in the present, really. I thought it would be important to frame this sort of discussion now by sort of saying that what I'm after certainly is to improve communications and to bring things out into the open and to be able to talk about them. I actually saw on the mailing list, Slim Virgin posted in a thread that's gone on to be very, very long, but she started out by saying, everyone involved in this, no matter how right they feel they are, has to muster the strength and courage to put their individual interests to one side and to focus on the project, because it really is a wonderful, unique, awe-inspiring thing we're involved in here. And I thought them were quite inspirational words. What do you think of that, Darova, that sentiment?
Oh, good question. Could you come back to me in a second? I'd like to hear Danny's answer.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah. Okay. So, Danny, would you, I mean, we spoke previously yesterday, and you sort of were saying that your motivation was very much the project at heart. So, I wonder if you know if you've had a chance to see that mailing post, or if you would agree that that's what we're trying to do here. It's not really anything else.
I think I fully agree with that sentiment. It's a lofty sentiment, and the goal should certainly be the projects and the well-being and the welfare of the projects and the efficient running of the projects. I think there's a level of community involvement as well. Chapters, for example, are playing a very important role these days. But yes, the focus should be on the projects.
And we'll come to this later, but I think this is a very, I think there's a time, like, this is a growth pain in lots of ways, the way I see it. Wikipedia's sort of trying to, I mean, there are other issues, you know, there's difficult arbitration cases coming to a head as we speak. And it seems that some issues that have been unresolved for a while, for whatever reason, this first, you know, the beginning of 2008 is a time when a lot of things are sort of being looked at and trying to be resolved. I might add, I think the first response to Slim Virgin on the mailing list was, I forget who it was, but someone saying, in all seriousness, how about we just sort of stop talking about it and get back to writing articles? And that's something that comes back again and again. And I guess, you know, in a lot of ways that the wiki would be a better place if that were taken to heart a lot. But then we've got to have a way to be able to bring these things out, haven't we, to talk about governance, to see if there's any improvements that can be made and what issues need to get looked at.
Can I jump in here for a second, if I may?
Of course.
I think there's a distinction that has to be drawn between two bodies here. There are projects, and the projects is within us because there are multiple languages and there are multiple projects. Not only am I involved in Wikipedia, I'm involved in Wikisource, for example, which is a wonderful little project. So I think that, yes, the focus has to be on the projects, and that's the Wikipedia media. The Wikipedia, Wikisource, Wiktionary, Wikibooks, whatever those projects may be in their multiple languages. There is also there is an organizational level which can't be ignored, and that's the WMF, which makes running Wikipedia possible. Because for Wikipedia to exist, for example, I'm going to use that only because it's the largest one and the best known one. Requires servers, requires electricity, requires money, essentially, to do that. So there is a level where there is a role for the Wikimedia Foundation to play a role there. So I think, yes, people should be involved with the projects, but there should also be concern with the organization that runs the projects. The projects are very grassroots. I would hope that they continue to remain grassroots. I think there's a certain level of professionalism needed in the organizational structure of it. There's discussion whether it existed before or it didn't exist, or whether it exists now or it doesn't exist.
Would you say, Danny, would you say that the what we're going to go on now to talk about, obviously, your assertions and some of the issues, is it fair to say that the meat of what you're talking about relates really solely to the foundation, not necessarily, you know, to the health of the foundation, which would therefore impact the health of the projects it runs.
Exactly. You said it better than I could. I was Blather. You said it's.
Well, to briefly, I mean, the stories that have been Jimbo's in the news. Let's cut to the chase. That's the truth. The sort of salacious aspects I'm not particularly interested in talking about at all at the moment. Beyond being sort of great gossip, there's not a lot of meat on the bone there, in my view. If you feel there is, then obviously there's plenty of places and plenty of ways to engage with that. Throughout the web and you know, even throughout Wikipedia, but it doesn't interest me so much. There is a small bit of interest related to Jimbo's role as an editor and as a founder and his possible conflict of interest. And I don't know, Darove, if you've had a chance to look at the assertions of, well, specifically Jimbo and his influence over the Rachel Marsden article. Rachel Marsden being... Yeah, have you got any thoughts? We're going to move on to talk about the foundation at some greater length, but I thought we'd just sort of kick this one to the curb to start with. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Jimbo is in a pretty unique position here. One of the questions that ran through my head when I saw that is, well, if you happen to be Jimbo Wales and a few words from you carry as much as a weight as a few words from him carry, how much disclosing do you do when you happen to date somebody who has an article about themselves? Is it everybody at OTRS's business who you've gone out to the movies with?
Well, one would presume the answer would be no, not really.
So, I mean, you know, he's in a unique position there. Obviously, he needed to do some disclosing, and he did some, and... it's so tempting to second guess it after the fact, but what really is the correct balance there? I'm not sure where it would be. Of course, I'm not an OTRS volunteer myself, but I've often worked with them.
And have you had a chance to look? I mean, the defense, if you like, that's been offered firmly is that, look, Jimbo's, I think he said it in his statement, he's proud of his involvement with OTRS, and really the Rachel Marsden article was improved by its attention. I think that's the that's one of the comebacks that's been mentioned.
Well, part of this goes to the time sequence and when he says he met her, when changes were made to the article. Really, I am not in any kind of a position to verify that. If things happen in the sequence that he said they did, then I don't think there would be a very serious problem, although I haven't looked at every OTRS edit in that article history.
And in fact, you've just touched there on the one thing that the one aspect that did interest me, which is that Jimbo in his statement said that he met Rachel just the once, physically, if that's not too awkward a word, which seemed to me to be somewhat at odds with the eBay auctions, etc., that apparently there were visits at her apartment, possibly. That concerns me. It seems that there's confusion there, either on the part of Ms. Marsden or possibly Jimbo. But aside from that, my look at it is that there wasn't any horrible point of view editing or I don't think that the Jimbo's influence on the article is that bigger story. Danny, have you had a chance to look at that aspect at all?
I've certainly considered that aspect of it. There, well, one of the things that I always pushed, I answered a lot of phone calls in the office, and people would constantly call and say, hey, they edited their articles or they put up articles about themselves and things got switched around or edited or changed or things that they didn't like. Or they got reverted. I think there is something that we do warn people rather clearly on the page. Do not edit this article if you have a conflict of interest here. If it's your friend, your family, your business associate, your own business. So if we're going, I think that if there are certain rules, and I agree, the article has improved, and in bringing the problems with the Marsden article to the attention of the OTRS volunteers or the community is certainly legitimate. Using influence to sway the content of the article one way or another is not. So I think that's really the question. Did it really improve? I haven't think it did. But the question is, do you use particular amount of influence to sway an article one direction or another? And I think that's what was very controversial here.
And another interesting aspect is there have been a lot of accusations. You know, there's a lot of in-jokes, of course, on Wikipedia about there is no cabal and is there some sort of secret conspiracy? And I think externally, some of the players involved with the OTRS ticket system and some of the administrative actions, it was a particular crowd of people. And that interest, I'd be very interested to hear how they feel, actually. I'd like them to, you know, whether they felt perhaps let down by Jimbo in terms of, you know, what he was apparently instant messaging while saying, I have a conflict of interest, also saying, but I haven't declared the half of it, you know, those sorts of things. Given that I don't think there's much more to talk about there, it's been reported, Danny, that having seen these stories come out, you felt that that it was time to stop sitting on your hands. Is that fair? You know, you'd had these feelings, these misgivings about aspects of foundation behavior and the way things were working there. You've had misgivings for a while, and you didn't want to harm the project, but you felt that in the light of these allegations, now would be a good time to pipe up. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.